Good afternoon. It's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. A group named United to Amend has been pushing local governments to ask for a constitutional amendment to overturn Supreme Court rulings on money in politics. Oneida County might be the latest to put a referendum on the ballot. More than 820 communities across the U.S. have passed resolutions calling for a constitutional amendment limiting political spending, including over 160 governments in Wisconsin and 20 state legislatures. Locally, seven towns in the city of Rhinelander passed the measures, mostly by a 4-1 margin. Oneida County is now being asked to join in. The administration committee yesterday heard from several speakers that the county should move the measure to the county board floor. Committee members said the proposal was not in the form needed to move to the full board, so the committee voted 4-1 to have the measure put into language that can be considered. They'll vote again when the committee meets later this month. If approved, it would be on the board agenda in August. The Rhinelander Common Council yesterday made the initial step to fill the city administrator's position. Daniel Guild had his contract terminated with the city in May. Shortly after, at the recommendation of Mayor Chris Fredrickson, former Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Vruwink was hired as an administrative consultant and has had his contract extended by the council. Council President Ryan Rossing said it was time to begin to look at the process to fill the position.
I'm fine with an open, this might be a open 3, 4, or 5 months until we come down to how we decide we want to finalize, interviews and stuff for candidates. But I think we need to approve the advertising for the position and maybe potentially set a range for a salary on this, stuff like that, so that we can be prepared.
Among the options outlined was establishing an ad hoc committee, which Alder David Holt disagreed with.
I would specifically request that this not be an ad hoc committee that excludes or doesn't involve all of us. So I think that one of the substantial problems with the beginning of the search last time was that it had to go through a specific committee that did not involve the entire council.
Rossing says last time they used a consulting firm for the process, but wasn't sure a consultant is necessary this time around. The council voted to have Fredrickson, Vruwink, and City Attorney Steve Sorensen begin to put the process in motion to fill the position. Audio is courtesy of Hodag TV. The Hodag Country Festival normally would have ended on Sunday, but the event, which draws thousands of people to the Rhinelander area, didn't happen this year. It's one of many events called off because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and that's a concern for local tourism businesses. According to the Rhinelander Area Chamber of Commerce, people taking a day trip that weekend will usually spend around $64. Overnight guests will spend about $144 per day. Lauren Sackett, the executive director of the chamber, said this summer hasn't been the same in terms of tourism.
We are still seeing some tourists traveling up here, but it's certainly not to the numbers that our communities are used to.
She said businesses have struggled, and it's too soon to tell just how much of an impact Hodag's cancellation will have.
Hearing just from business owners, yes, they were impacted. It was down compared to their typical weekends.
Sackett said the area has seen a steady amount of people traveling to use the water and recreation areas. She said those people have been spending money in area businesses. Audio in this story is courtesy of WAOW-TV. A new app from the Vilas County Sheriff's Office has gone online, and it'll allow tips to the department to come in much faster than current methods. Ken Krall has more.
Chief Deputy Patrick Schmidt says it builds better interaction with the community and speeds up the process of getting information to law enforcement. He says the anonymous tip lines often are slower than the new app.
The ability with the app that was developed for us is that we get the information in real time. The people can download the app, they submit a tip, whether it is a picture, a video, or just information, and that immediately comes to one of the command staff here at the Sheriff's Office.
Schmidt says, like other crime tip lines, you don't have to reveal your identity.
Yeah, it's 100% anonymous. The only thing that we see on our side is a random number and letters, and the only reason we do that is just to keep that together, so we don't get different tips mixed up.
Schmidt says the new app will enable the department to respond much quicker to information. Residents in Vilas County without a smartphone can send an anonymous text tip via their cell phone to police by texting the keyword Vilas and their message tip to 847-411. Anonymous web tips can also be submitted through the department's website at vilascountysheriff.org. The app was developed by TIP411. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
In your forecast for today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon, high of 74 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms then overnight with a low around 56. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast for tomorrow with a high near 77. Thursday, sunny and 83. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 85. Undercurrents on the way next. You're listening to WXPR News.